We've been looking at the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, he had many unique traits, and one of the most outstanding traits that he possessed was his forbearance. And forbearance is a pillar of wisdom. In many places in the Noble Quran, Allah described himself as forbearing. In the verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ. Indeed, those who turned away on the day when the two armies met, it was shaitan who caused them to slip because of some blame they'd earned. But Allah has already forgiven them. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and forbearant. He is forbearing. The Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's qualities of forbearance and forgiveness was ideal as it could be. The third Khalif, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, was very careful about emulating his words, deeds and lifestyle of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And many incidents demonstrate the forbearance and self-control that he possessed. At the time when there was a siege by the mob who trapped him in his house, and when this happened, he ordered the Muhajirin and Ansar who were with him to leave and go to their homes despite their ability to protect him. And the forbearance was the result of his yearning to meet Allah, as well as desire to prevent Muslim blood from being shed, even at the expense of his own blood. He was also very tolerant. Atta ibn Farrukh, who was the Mawla of Al-Qushayri, has narrated that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu bought some land from a man, but the man delayed in coming to receive his money. And when Sayyidina Uthman saw him, he asked, "Why did you not take your money?" And he replied, "You did not pay me enough. Everyone I meet rebukes me." And then he queried and said, "But has this prevented you?" And the man said, "Yes." So Uthman offered, "Choose, take either your land or your money." And the man said, Nabi Salim said, "Allah entered into paradise a man was easy with the going when buying, selling, paying and asking for payment." And this was the great example of tolerance when buying and selling. And it demonstrates that Sayyidina Uthman, his natural generosity and a disregard for material delights, that he subjugated this material world through his selflessness, that the material world did not subjugate him or turn him into an egocentric person who cared only about his personal needs, even at the expense of others. He was also very gentle. Allah had granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the quality of gentleness out of mercy for him and his people. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. And so by the mercy of Allah, Muhammad, you were lenient with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيذَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you had to be rude in speech and harsh in heart, they would have disbanded from you. And this noble verse of the Quran informs us of the gentleness of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he gives to whoever he wishes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given this quality as a mercy to him, to the people to whom he was sent. It's also understood that from this verse that a gentle person is loved by people. The gentleness attracts them and causes them to accept him and his orders and his prohibitions. And such was the traits of Sayyidina Uthman that he was also very gentle. He was gentle with his people and sympathized with them. He always worried that some of them might be in need and he might not be there to help them. Thus, he used to keep track of their affairs, helping the weak, taking what was due from the strong. He also was willing to forgive those wronged. Imran bin Abdullah ibn Talha narrates that Sayyidina Uthman left for the Fajr Salah and entered from the door where he normally entered. The door was overcrowded and he said, "Look," people looked up and saw a man with a knife or a sword. Someone asked, "What is this?" And the man said, "I want to kill you." Sayyidina Uthman said, "All praise to Allah, woe unto you, why do you want to kill me?" And he said, "One of your employees wronged me in Yemen." Sayyidina Uthman said, "Why do you not bring this to my attention? If I do not treat you justly, fine. But if I help you get your rights from employee, will you still want to do that?" So the people around said, "What do you say?" And they explained that the commander of the faithful is an enemy of your control. And Sayyidina Uthman said, "If a person who wanted to commit a sin, but Allah prevented him from it, bring someone who can guarantee that you will not enter Medina as long as I am the ruler of the Muslims." And he went around with a man from his people who vouched for him. And then Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu let this man go. Can you imagine that 1 minute he wanted to kill him? What could be worse than that? Wanting to take his life, and he said, I'll let you go as long as you bring someone who will vouch that they'll never let you come back here. And when this person gave that guarantee, he let him go. So we see that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had this quality of forgiveness. He pardoned a man who wanted to kill him. Pardoning, when one has the ability to avenge, is a trait of perfection in a human being. The way Sayyidina Uthman handled the situation is a wise way to deal with a situation. That he defused the situation. Sometimes when we deal with situations, instead of defusing, what we end up doing is we create more of a problem. We create greater problems, but with our endeavors to defuse a situation. And had this hostile individual been killed or severely punished, it might have infuriated his fellow tribesmen and given them a reason for revenge. And pardoning him, however, made his tribesmen and fellow citizens reprove and reprimand him for what he tried to do, and potential turmoil was prevented, and the pardoning side would earn the hearts of loyalty of people. While he was granted the high position by Allah, he always had humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his servants, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the servants of the most merciful are those who walk on the earth easily, and when the ignorant address them harshly, they say, قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had followed in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was this quality of this rightly guided Khalif, Sayyidina Uthman, which stemmed from his sincerity to Allah. Abdullah Ar-Rum said that Sayyidina Uthman used to get his water for wudu himself when he got up at night. He could have easily arranged, you know, hundreds of people would have been willing to do it. But he was told that you can just get a servant to do it. He said, no, the night is for them to rest. The night is for the servants to rest. Subhanallah, that is what he said. And that was his simplicity, that was his humility, that he didn't want to burden them in a way that he felt was inappropriate. And this was the exemplary behavior, this was the example of the mercy, that despite his own old age and his high social status, he did his own work. Apne heart, apne kaam. That was one of the great teachings that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had instilled within the Sahaba, and we've learned from our own awliya. I remember, you know, hearing from, with regards to Hazraji, Mulana Masirullah rahimahumullah, that he had obviously learned this from Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahumullah, that in your personal matters with your own needs and your own work that you need to be done, do it yourself. Your own private affairs, do it yourself. Apne heart, apne kaam. And that is what Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu also showed. He's a very humble and respectful in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle. And this was to such an extent that when Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu passed away, while he was riding, he dismounted until he had passed. When he was, you know, passed by him while he was riding, his horse, he would dismount and he would stand there by the side and let him go past. So that was Sayyidina Uthman. We'll continue discussing his amazing qualities.